What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Brenson. I'm on the grid. Let's do this thing. Shout out to all of our television affiliates watching us on whatever platform you are kicking it with us on. A lot of stuff to get to. NHL trade deadline rapidly approaching. And, man, there's been more deals than a Black Friday at Walmart this week, one after another. And life comes at you fast, as it was just like 48 hours ago. Jonathan Quick was like... one of the most popular LA King players. They're going to build a statue of this dude outside the arena. He gets dealt to Columbus, but not so fast. He's been flipped to the Las Vegas Golden Knights of all teams. Huge. And it's the last thing the Los Angeles Kings wanted on the West Coast. like really of all teams. Like if it would have been like, oh yeah, he got traded to the Rangers. So he's going to be back up there. Like,
yep.
It's like really Vegas, like really of all teams, man, life comes at you fast. But Tyler Bertuzzi has been dealt from the Detroit Red Wings to the Boston Bruins because the Bruins have been struggling and they needed help. So the Bruins just add more. And again, yep. David Pastrnak, a bunch of money today as well. But Patrick Kane makes his debut tonight, Cam, at Madison Square Garden. Last night, we gave everybody Kevin Durant over 20.5 points. He finished with 23 in an easy win against Charlotte for Phoenix. We pulled the trigger on the Phoenix Suns last night, plus 450 to win the NBA championship. And I think we ride the debut play again tonight, Cam, with Patrick Kane. Question is, do we take him to score? If we're taking him to score a goal, maybe we take him to score the first goal of the game as well, like the first touchdown of the game, first goal of the game, Cam.
Get a nice like price. This. I like where you're going with this. Yes, and I think you saw what Tarasenko did. He was a one-man wrecking crew with the Rangers, and their fans are really happy. He took the team on their back last night, Marenzi. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think Kane, he'll get power play time, and he could get that first goal in the game. It's a shame they're going up against the Red Hot Senators, a team that's been very good to us recently. So, very good game at MSG tonight. Ottawa's hot. The Rangers got new pieces, and you said that about Quick, man. Unbelievable stuff. Vegas has a goaltending issue. Logan Thompson's hurt, so Aiden Hill's their starter. They got Hutch. Remember old buddy Hutch, the Leafs' third stringer, is their backup. So now Jonathan Quick actually might get some time playing for Vegas. And you said it. That's a disaster for the LA Kings if he steals a game and plays and, like, hurts the Kings. But you said it. Interesting stuff in hockey tonight. I think we do ride that Kane first goal, any goal.
FanDuel has an incredible odds boost up right now for Patrick Kane. Patrick Kane to score a goal and the Rangers to win, plus 300.
Wow.
Plus 300, not a bad combination, but you need the Rangers to win as well. I'm more comfortable with just taking Kane to score a goal. Listen, Cam, I've got the Rangers over 99.5 points on a season future, and I've got the Ottawa Senators over 86.5 points. So, in other words, send this game to overtime so both these teams get a point.
Somebody in overtime. I wish to say
stressed, but like every game I'm pulling for them. I'm like, yes, man, that was a big 4 points against Detroit the other those two games. They're right there, Cam. They need like, dude, we're right there. They need to go like 500 all the way through. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. We got a full house. Coach James Young's going to join us in a couple of minutes. We're going to get into the basketball. Bunch of college basketball. I've already pulled the trigger, Cam, on 4 plays. And we're doing this Ozzy Osbourne style. One of my favorite Ozzy songs, Over the Mountain. We're going over to Mountain tonight. Clean slate of college basketball overs. And we've spanned the globe for the best totals tonight. But I've already got four plays in as far as college basketball totals are concerned. We'll share with you. We got the party started last night on Sports Rage. We jumped on Northern Iowa. And we said take nice. Northern Iowa to Panthers this morning. Panthers cruised. But we keep this rolling. We got a full slate of everything tonight. We're dipping our beak in everything. You got NBA basketball, college basketball, NHL hockey. Coach James Young, Sean Green, Dave Sharapan will all step up and in. College basketball is off and running. They've been playing all day, but we got Texas State and Old Dominion, Boston, U, and Army in action. But I'm going to wait till 7 o'clock Eastern here, Cam. Wichita State and the Houston Cougars. This is something that I don't think people have realized. The Wichita State Shockers, 13 straight overs, Cam.
Wow, that's nuts. 13 overs in a row.
It's amazing.
Man, that's crazy. That's insane, actually. That's not even one game. So about 13 straight, that's nuts. That's
135 and a half against the Houston Cougars. Houston are a great defensive team, but I think it gets there because I think Houston will be able to score on Wichita State. Houston are laying 16 and a half. We've got a big-time game in the Big Ten for the Michigan Wolverines. I think Michigan are going to get into the tournament. If they win this game tonight, they're in, slam dunk, boom, they're locked in. They lose, all right, the stress continues, and it's this game-by-game thing still. I get the feeling, Cam, that the Michigan Wolverines are going to end up in Dayton.
Hey, guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
They've never played in this first four before.
Yeah, they could.
But they could be that team. Cam, every time that first four, somebody goes on a run.
Yep.
It's not a bad spot to be in.
I couldn't agree more. They get an extra game. They get a little bit of momentum under their back. I think they actually beat Illinois tonight, Morenci. I'm going to be betting Michigan tonight. I believe in your blue. I'm taking them.
They're getting 4.5.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Morenci kicking it. Rager Redhead, Cam Stewart in the house. Let's bring in the coach right now. Get right down to business. There's a lot of basketball being played. Hit the music. Let's do this. How you doing tonight, coach?
Good evening, gentlemen. It's always great to be on with you.
All right, we've got a lot of basketball to get to. But
sorry, he just made me
laugh. What's so funny?
He's all professional. Hi, right. Hello, gentlemen. Nice to be with you. It's like, I don't know why he's up to something, Morenci. I don't know. I don't know what the coach's angle is. Usually he's more.
He's all business.
Yeah, he's all business tonight. That's true. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All business. All business. Okay. Let's go.
Just like the Toronto Raptors have been all business as of late. So our play, I'm stressing out this bet as well. Coach, I've got over 39 and a half wins for the Raptors for a lot of money. And they're 3-1 since I placed the bet. So they are playing well. You know, it's amazing. Actually, I'll get to the Scotty Barnes number in a couple of moments. But Scotty Barnes has really raised the level of his play recently. The Acapertle trade has opened everything up. Mm-hmm. So Raptors are playing well, but Wizards are a good team. And the Wizards have their lineup on the floor here tonight with Kuzma, Beal, and Porzingis. Raptors have owned the Wizards over the years, Coach. 8-2. They've beaten them 8 of the last 10 times that they've played. Raptors playing great ball, and this is one of these deals where they're playing tonight, and then they play again Saturday in D.C. A split is okay, but I think the Raptors come into this thinking, we've got to get both these games in Washington. Let's start off with tonight. What do you think about the Raptors and the Wizards, Coach?
Give me the Raptors on the money line tonight as a short favorite on the road. I know the metrics haven't been good and that they're 3-7 against the spread the last 10 road games versus a team with a winning home record, and the fact that the Wizards are 7-2 against the spread the last 9 versus a team with a losing streak record. But you said it. Raptors are 3-1-1 against the spread the last 5 meetings. They're 5-1 against the spread the last 6 meetings in Washington. And the fact that they, like everyone else in the East, they are hunting for that 6 seed, that 5-6 seed. And I really do think that Toronto has been re-energized with the Jakob Poeltl trade. It allows, we talked about Siakam, to go to his natural position of a small forward. And right now, they are 2 games behind Miami for the 7th spot. Brooklyn's fading. They're not going to be there. So to me, Miami, Atlanta, Toronto is a battle for who gets 6. I think it's going to be the Raptors. I love the Raptors on the money line tonight.
Raptors do want to get that 6th spot. I think at worst, though, Coach, at least that 7-8, you get in.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. You know, the 7, you host the game. You host the 7, you get in, you win the game, and you're in the playoffs. And if you lose, you get another crack at it.
You
get another crack at it. So, you know, you're right, though, as far as Brooklyn is concerned. What about the total of this game? 221.5. What do you think happens tonight? Raptors have been playing better defense.
Yeah, because of we're going to go right of Poeltl. Back to what we talked about. It's because of Poeltl. And they get, everybody's in their natural positions and in their natural playing time. So I do look at the Raptors' defense has been improving as of late. You know, if you look at some of the scores that they've had since before the trade, Chicago was at 202. The Cleveland game, they lost big. I'm not going to put that. It was on a back-to-back. 186 at Detroit. It was 225 with New Orleans. This is not as good of a team in Washington. Offensively, they are sneaky good defensively. I think this game goes under.
I agree.
One player I want to talk about is Gary Trent. So Fred VanVleet did not have a baby bump. Maybe he was up with the baby for a couple of days, because even though they won the other day, he had like 3 points, all right?
I know, I go check, I'm like, three points, and we need 12. I'm like, oh, my God.
I didn't mind Cam because I knew early it wasn't happening. I was like,
we had no chance.
It's not like he's like not it's happening. Done. He's got 3 points in the third quarter. It's not, you know. But they were winning, and everybody else was scoring, so he was just didn't matter, right? He was just there. I don't know if he has that big, you know, if tonight's the night, but Gary Trent, guys, has been pretty consistent. You know, 5 of 11 from 3 against the Bulls. He was 1 for 5 against the Cavs, but that was the back-to-back, and they played like 3 games in 5 nights. 4 of 12 against the Pistons the game before that, Coach. 3 of 8 the game before that against the Pels. It's 2.5 tonight, yet we're getting plus money. Dude, plus 136, Cam, Gary Trent. I'm getting plus 136 for Gary Trent if he hits 3 threes tonight. Gary Trent over 2.5 threes at plus money. I'm taking it.
Love the play because he's being guarded by Bradley Beal. You know, I think that that's going to be an issue because they're going to try and load up and get the ball out of VanVleet's hands. Interesting enough, I do look for maybe also a bounce back game. Monte Morris is one of the better defensive point guards in the league. He is out tonight for the Wizards. So we'll see what happens in regards to that, in regards to him. But I think Beal is not a strong defender, so I would look at that. The other one I would look at, guys, you know where I'm going. We went there last week. It's sitting at plus 195. Jakob Poeltl double. He's getting 14.1. And I think
I got to jump on this time. Tired of not cashing on these.
Exactly. You're right. We got it. We're with you, Coach.
Well, guys. And you got to remember, folks, he was a double-double guy when he was with the Spurs earlier in the year. You know, listen, I'm not looking at that 14-3 game against the Bulls last time out. I'm looking more earlier than that when he got near a double-double. against Cleveland, missed it by one rebound. Two games prior to that, he got it. Give me Jakob Poeltl, plus 195, double-double tonight.
All right, let's get into the Philadelphia 76ers and the Dallas Mavericks. Looks like Joel Embiid's playing, right? There were some question marks as far as Embiid is concerned. Mavericks are laying three in this spot. Coach, what do you think of the Mavericks and the 76ers?
To me, guys, this is a must-win for Dallas. If you look at the schedule and you look at the standings right now in the NBA, guys, they have already slipped. And I told you that this was not going to work. They have already slipped to seven. They're only, I think a game and a half, two games of 11th. This is a big spot. Listen, we got Philadelphia on the back of a back-to-back. I know they won by big, but you still got to get on the plane from Miami, get to Dallas, get in the hotel room late. This is a must-win. I think their guard play gets enough. Give me the Dallas Mavericks to cover.
Cam, what's your play? If you have one.
I don't trust the Mavericks. I don't really have a play on this game. I have a lean to Philadelphia plus the points. I understand, Coach, Dallas does need it, but sometimes you need it, you still don't get it. I just don't trust this team, even as a small favorite. It's Philadelphia or nothing for me, Morenci. I lean over in this basketball game, too, with the total.
And I think one thing real quick, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. Gabe. The problem with Dallas is, guys, it's the end of game stuff. They don't know who has the ball. So if I'm Dallas, I try to play with the lead. So if you're nervous about this game, how about take Dallas in the first half? Look what they were doing to the Lakers last game. Maybe they jump Philadelphia early. I think they try and throw the punch early and hang on for dear life. So if you're not comfortable laying the three for the entire game, maybe it's 1.5. They got to be up 2 at the break. I could see them trying to jump this game early and see if they can hold on. So maybe the first half -2 may be the better way to play it.
Kyrie's going to be on the Lakers next year. That's my call.
I like that.
Oh, wow. All right, Socrates, way to go out on the limb with that one. I mean, jeez.
And we're talking about James Harden. Thank you, Coach. Harden is going to be a Houston Rocket. Playing alongside Victor Wembanyama. He's going to go back to Houston.
No. I'm going to tell you now. You know where Wembanyama is?
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Going?
San Antonio.
Spurs. Yeah.
Robinson. Duncan. Yeah. Wembanyama.
That's where he wants to go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking it. Coach James Young in the house. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, and I want to get back to the basketball, but Coach is crushing a pizza during a commercial break because that's what he does. But what are you eating? What, cauliflower pizza?
Or pizza? Yeah, that's sorry.
Yeah.
Was that cauliflower?
Yeah,
that's lame. Stuff.
It is lame.
What?
I tried these cauliflower wings. It's like, give me a break. What do I got to do? Oh, roll them in like 10
pizza?
Sheets of hot sauce?
It's cauliflower.
No, I get thin crust.
It's a vile weed.
I agree, Morency. Like, for me, I'll eat whatever. If I want a pizza, I want a deep dish, loaded, meat lovers, whatever. Like, that'll be the day where you just, who cares, coach? You hit the Peloton so hard, it doesn't matter. Why don't you just slap something else on there? You don't need cauliflower.
Oh, I've never had cauliflower in my life.
I've never had cauliflower in my life.
No, I have. No, that's the thing about people put it in the cheese thing. No, I don't like cauliflower. I don't.
So why?
I don't eat cauliflower.
What vegetable do you like? I'm trying to think.
Potatoes,
if I've ever seen you eat a vegetable.
Onions. Well, that's green peppers.
Those are white vegetables. They're not really like green, like asparagus or broccoli or peas.
No, potatoes aren't really good for you.
Or peas.
If you sent me into a grocery store into the vegetable section and say go get some asparagus, I'd have a hard time finding it. Like, I'm not even sure I know what it looks like. I'd be like,
I'd be looking around. Don't try asparagus because there's a trick to asparagus. I don't want to gross people out, but it makes your urine kind of wonky. You can smell it from the next house over. Yeah, asparagus is a real weird. It's a weird one. It's crazy because
you'll eat asparagus and it'll go through you in 5 minutes and you'll pee.
Yeah. You can smell it upstairs.
I get my vegetable content from pizza.
Yeah, that's right. You get tomatoes
and french fries.
Pizza toppings. Cauliflower. That's bad, coach.
I'm just telling you,
when you get back to the picks, I'm just going to say it's not something I'd be bragging about. I'm just saying, I wouldn't be bragging about eating cauliflower pizza.
Hey, Parker, get a shot of this. Look at this.
It sounds like something somebody that owns a Peloton would do.
Yeah. It actually kind of looks like a veal parm, to be honest with you.
Just for the record, coach, all that dough and cheese, the cauliflower ain't saving it.
That's what
it's
I
like
just
drinking a diet soda. Right. What's the point?
Slap on some New York pepperoni there.
No, it's got pepperoni. Turkey pepperoni.
Oh, here we go. Oh. This guy. Yeah.
It's always got to be different, huh?
Yeah. So it's cauliflower instead of chicken, and now, okay. So everything's artificial tonight. Okay, here we go.
No offense, man, but I hate that, coach. Don't invite me to dinner.
My doctor told me the same thing.
I don't even like turkey bacon.
It sucks.
I went to someone's. I went to a Christmas dinner. And I was like, they put garlic in the mashed potatoes. I'm like, that's not a thing you do. Like, you know what I mean?
That's not a thing you do. I don't mind garlic in my mashed potatoes.
Time out.
I know.
Don Morency is, coach. He's like that old guy.
They told me. Yeah. They were like, what, you just wanted plain? I was like, yes. I said, don't put, and like, I said, you ruined it. I said, not everybody wants garlic in their potatoes.
Butter and the potatoes. That's it.
Maybe Lisa still talk about it, coach.
No garlic. Listen to this one.
So Morency's at my house. We're going to get Kentucky Fried Chicken. I go, hey, man, like, I know the lady there. Like, you want some thighs, legs, you know what I mean? He goes, I will take it how they give it to me. What's his head? Like, usually I'm negotiating. He goes, just give it to me. They'll tell me what I eat.
No, I told him. I said, whatever they put in the box is good. That's what I said.
Yeah, whatever they put in the box is like, oh, I don't need specialty pieces. It was amazing.
I don't think I'm special.
You have a palate of like a young child or an old person. Like, you like it very simple. Tomato soup, grilled cheese, that's what he is, coach. There's no spices, tricks, or whatever. He likes it.
That's why I get along with kids and old people. I'm a kid at heart, and I'm a grumpy old man. It's the combination.
That's exactly. Chicken fingers, please. Yep.
Cheeseburger.
Goat cheese? Goat cheese.
No, not goat cheese. No, not goat cheese. He likes regular.
No goat cheese.
Yeah. No. All right. But the older one likes sushi. The older one likes sushi, which is, she's bougie like me. I don't eat sushi either.
I'll eat anything. I'll eat radial tires, coach, if you put hot sauce on them. But anyway, let's get back to the picks.
I live in the sushi capital of North America. Like, I saw that it was voted best sushi city in North America, and I don't eat sushi. No,
I'll visit. I want to go to that sports bar too. By the way, the one you showed last year, I don't know, with the orange awning with the black. We got to go. I'm coming up to Vancouver. Let's go.
Yeah, we'll rock and roll. LeBron James is a big fan when he came here. All right, AD's the one that's soft. All right, Dallas. I'm taking the Mavericks on the money line. Tonight's the night. In the words of Rod Stewart, Tonight's the night.
Yeah.
We're going to play D. No, they're not. But they're going to win this game. Bad spot for Philadelphia. Okay, Indiana and the Spurs. So yeah, we were talking earlier. I just threw it out there. I said Wembanyama probably is, you know, he hasn't. He said that he'll play. I like this guy's confidence is great, but not in in like a jerk way. But they asked him, is there any instance or a team that's too bad of a situation that you won't go to? And he said, there's no bad situation for any team that I'm on.
Exactly. That's the answer.
Point blank. Yeah. And he said, no. He goes, I'll be happy to play wherever we play. And then he goes, I'll also tell you this. He goes, whatever team I'm on, we'll make the playoffs next year. Didn't say win the title. He said, whatever team I'm on, we'll be in the playoffs next year. I promise you that.
None of these other guys, right? Yeah. Like Lindros. Oh, I'm not going to Quebec.
No, his goal is to win. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
You go where you get drafted. That's what the line is. You're a professional.
But listen, I think from a basketball standpoint, Detroit would be sick, man. Dude, that'd be awesome.
I'd like it, actually.
Jaden Ivey, Kate Cunningham, Victor Wembanyama.
I'd like to see the Pistons.
Dwayne Casey tell him, oh, we're going to limit his minutes because he's a kid. Like, well, you're fine, coach. Yeah, I love you, coach, but you're not coaching Wembanyama. You've got to go.
Yeah.
Like, but.
I love this Wembanyama going to Detroit, but he's going to the Spurs, which leads me to this: Pacers -6.5 at the Spurs.
Because the Spurs are rolling over.
They're rolling over, and the Pacers are 4-0 against spread the last four games overall. Spurs are 5-16 against spread the last 21 games, and I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, Indiana is only one game behind in wins, or I think about 1.5 games total, behind the Wizards for the 10th spot in the East.
Yeah, now they got Halliburton back. They're winning again.
They're winning it, and I think they're going to make the top 10. I don't believe in the Bulls. I think the Wizards are going to fade. It's going to be Indiana spot. Big win tonight. They win by double digits.
You guys see Jaden Ivey call the timeout last night? I didn't notice that last night. I just saw that today. He pulled unbelievable. And get this, you can't make this up. So he's a Detroit Piston. So it happens in Michigan. Mm-hmm. Chris Webber's 50th birthday was yesterday.
Unbelievable.
On Chris Webber's birthday, guys, it was 114-112 for the Bulls with like 9 seconds left in the game. Jaden Ivey's inbounding the ball. He had no one to throw it to. He called timeout. They didn't have a timeout. They ran timeouts. God.
That's wow.
But can you imagine in Detroit, in Michigan, on Weber's birthday?
That was a crazy that was a crazy comeback, too. Like the Bulls were killing them. The Pistons almost came all the way back. That game was
nuts, and that's 14 times in a row, Cam. They've lost to them. Poor Pistons. They were like, we gotta beat them. We've lost to them 13 times in a row. And then he calls timeout. It was like, oh God.
Still covered.
He was nearly crying. He was literally near like, it was like team people were like, bro, it's good. It's good. He walked off the court with a towel on his head and stuff. Like he didn't know. They came up, Bogdanovich was like, what the F are you doing? He was the only one. He was like, dude, like he called. Must be a Michigan thing. Michigan Cam calls timeouts and Seattle fumbles the ball on the 1 yard line or turns it over.
You like are.
Sea Dragon Seahawks. Michigan Wolverines, Pistons, they come in groups.
You're so right. Like, what's with Seattle? DiNucci at the one, a slant. You just give the ball to Lynch. Skittles. Stupid. You got me.
Okay.
I'm pissed now.
Clippers. Yes. Clippers have not won since Westbrook got there, but it ain't Westbrook's fault. But this team has problems. And now they're laying points against Golden State, coach. I can't trust the Clippers. I can't trust this team. They don't play defense. They improvise. They're poorly coached, bro. All this stuff about Tyronn Lue. It's like they're playing street ball. They don't pass the ball. It's all iso ball. It's like, all right, one possession, Kawhi has it. And it's like, all right, well, let's let Paul shoot it this time. And then he plays iso ball. There's no ball movement. They have no point guard play. Westbrook's not hurting them, but he's not a point guard. So they didn't even need him. So he's got this dude now. He's getting torched, you know what I mean? It's just a mess. Everyone talks about the Lakers being a mess. It's a tough game. I don't trust them. But with that being stated, I think Kawhi goes over 25.5 points tonight, coach.
I think that's the best bet of it is Kawhi over. I can't get a read on the Clippers because they are a bunch of individually talented players. that I don't know if they're going to figure it out. If they figure it out as a team, they could win the title. But they're also a team that could get knocked out in the first round of the playoffs because they just don't know. Remember, folks, they're tied for the sixth seed. They're a half game out of the play-in tournament. So big game tonight. I trust Golden State. Give me Golden State minus a point. If you're worried about it, maybe find a little dance partner on the money line.
What about the total? I don't trust the Warriors.
Do you like the over? What do you think?
I like the over. I think there'll be points. If you ask me more than anything, it's the over.
Hard to bet the under of a Clipper game.
It really is.
No, they only gave up 180 points last week.
That's the thing.
We can get 50 points on that.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. Coach James Young kicking with us as is the Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart. Sean Green will join us. Dave Sharapan will step up and in a little bit later on as well. Let's continue going through the basketball games. We got to get to the 7 o'clock NHL as well and college basketball. Man, there's a lot of games, so I'm going to talk fast and let's go rapid fire. Let's do this thing. So we already went through the NBA, actually. And just one last thing as far as Wembanyama and the Spurs are concerned. It's a great fit. Wembanyama played for a team in France that was owned by Tony Parker. Tony Parker's been mentoring Wembanyama since he was like a kid, and management teams, and you know what I mean, the whole deal. Obviously, a great relationship with Popovich, and Popovich knows how to deal like Tony Parker, international player, Ginobili. It's just a comfortable fit for him, and not a major media market. He could just do his thing. And also, Wembanyama actually likes, he wants to, that's what you got to love about the kid, Cam. He's not playing games as far as teams. He's told people, no, I don't mind because they can build around me. Like, basically, he wants to go and take over a team. He's not looking to join a team. He wants to, like, be the guy and be the one. But nevertheless, coach likes the Pacers here tonight. College, let's do this, coach. I've already put some plays in. I'll just throw them out here right now for everybody. And I'm going to win. If you want to win, tail these picks. Ooh. Oakland, Northern Kentucky, over the number, over 134.5. Detroit Mercy, Youngstown State, over 155. Valparaiso, Murray State, over 140. And coach, Wichita State are 13-0 to the over in their last 13 games. Houston are 6-3 to the over in their last 9. We go over 134 there. As we state, Shockers 13-0 in the last 13. Rockets, Houston Cougars, not Rockets. Houston Cougars 6-3 to the over in their last 9. Oakland are 6-2 to the over in their last 8. NKU games often go over. I like NKU to win on the money line. I like that game to go over. How about this? Valpo 18-11 to the over on the season. 8-0 to the over in their last 10. Murray State 8-0 in their last 10 as well. They're both 18-11 to the over. Youngstown State over 6-2 to the over in their last 8. I like Youngstown State to win this basketball game. I'll moneyline parlay that with Northern Kentucky. Got some Horizon action rocking tonight, coach and camp.
I like the Horizon.
That's it.
I like. Yeah,
that's just my Horizon action. That's my early Horizon action.
Oh my god,
that's my Horizon conference play.
Bad move, Horizon. Listen.
We'll get into the Atlantic Sun in a minute, Big Ten.
Okay.
Horizon. What's on the horizon, coach?
I ain't got nothing on the horizon. I'm going big game hunting tonight. So I'm going to wait. And the first team I like is your team. You can show that shirt, Marinci. Show it. the Michigan Wolverines plus 4.5 tonight. I think they actually may go into Illinois and beat them tonight. So I love Michigan. I know maybe the light went off. Just get the ball inside 100 tickets in. I think that big guy from Illinois gets in foul trouble. Next, I know you like, you're talking about Wichita State. I'm going Houston minus the points because I think Houston is at a point in the season where people are going to start looking at their who they play, and they got to bludgeon people to death. Like, I'm talking, they got to beat people by 25, 30 plus. This team is beating teams by 25, 30 plus in league, which is something I've never seen before, and beating them pretty bad. I like Houston minus 16.5. Next, another team that is playing well in league, and I love to bet on, the Iona Gaels minus 16.5. They're starting to play really good basketball as of late. They have Marist coming into town. Marist is not good on the road. I know they're 5-2 against spread on the last five road games. They're going to Iona. They're in deep trouble. Last, are you? The Rutgers Scarlet Knights, after that big win at Penn State, going to beat the piss out of Minnesota. Rutgers minus 8.5.
Come on, coach. It's a family show.
Are you?
Northern Kentucky, Youngstown State. Let me just get this parlay in and get it out of the way.
Marist.
Northern Kentucky. And yeah, I like you, coach. You dismiss my picks. You're going big game hunting. You start giving us Iowa.
Yeah, picks. Talking about Marist. Yeah.
Marist.
Crane's wife.
I'm a Jersey guy. I'm going off the Atlantic. Right here off the Sandy Hook. I'm going to give me a couple. I got me a couple of guppies, and then I got Michigan.
I guess like Michigan's the grouper. Michigan's the big fish.
Oh, yeah.
Big one.
Big tuna. Big fish. Big tuna.
Yeah.
For the record, coach, you left that money on the table last night with Durant. Over.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Here's what I did. I actually Kevin took this Durant. Last night. I went Durant 15 plus, Ayton 15 plus, Booker 20 plus, CP3, 6 plus assists.
What is this?
Parlayed.
8 plus rebounds. Play 2-1. Nice little payout.
What?
I thought you were going to say like 6-1.
Come on,
2-1.
Well, nah, it had to be like plus 500 at least.
I've got to be plus 450 absolute minimum. Like, come on.
All right. We're going to throw over to Cam's picks. I'm just letting everybody know. If you guys want to win, I'm confident tonight. I'm feeling it. I know this will work, but love Houston, Wichita State over the number. Love that play over the number. So to recap here we go. Wichita State, Houston over 134. Valpo, Murray State over 140. Detroit Mercy, Youngstown State over 155. Oakland, Northern Kentucky over 134. And let's play a money line parlay with Youngstown State. You better not beat us because the Teamsters will put you in a ditch. Youngstown gets it done. And Northern Kentucky win.
The Norse.
There's the parlay. It's minus 155, the money line parlay. Youngstown State, Northern Kentucky. I do like Coach's opinion on the Michigan Wolverine game. I think this game comes down to the buzzer. And Illinois are big, but Michigan are playing two big men now with Reed and with Dickinson, even though I don't think they should do it in the game's final minutes. And Howard does, and it's a problem, but it's 4.5 points right now. We can get it up to 5. Give me the Michigan Wolverines plus the 5. Cam, what do you got in college basketball?
Yeah, I only have a couple. You're taking totals. I like sides. I'm on Michigan. I'll take the 5 as well. And maybe you could middle this game. I was actually looking at Detroit Mercy to keep this game a little bit closer. Give me 9 with Detroit Mercy against Youngstown. I think Youngstown State might win, but I think it's going to be a close game. 2 dogs, please. Michigan, Detroit Mercy. That's what I got in college.
Cleveland State lays 6.5 to Robert Morris later. Wright State, 2-point favorites against Wisconsin, Milwaukee. Full slate of basketball tonight on the horizon. All right, Coach, we got to get to our hockey. Anything else you want to leave us with? West Coast games on the way out here tonight?
No, I mean, I think we pretty much went through it all. I'm just trying to look up real quick.
You never got to UC Irvine in Riverside.
Oh, you have to ask me. That's a given, bro. I'll give you four on the way out. North Texas -6.5. Florida Atlantic -8.5. I love Purdue tonight -4.5. And I think UCLA in a blowout -11.5. One last one. Arizona on the money line at USC. I think they rebound after that loss to Arizona State.
Hard game.
I love Arizona in this game. Arizona's going to beat USC later tonight.
And real quick, the reason why I like UCLA, even though it's -11.5 versus Arizona State, UCLA is playing as good as anybody in the country. No one's talking about them because they're on the West Coast. But here's the other thing. Look at some of these teams that won big games and have flopped lately. Clemson won big, flopped. Florida State went into Miami and then got crushed to North Carolina next game. There's sometimes a hangover effect when an underdog road team, okay, beats their rival, and then they have to go play another game the next game. There's a little bit of regression factor, big regression factor, UCLA by at least 15 tonight.
Coach James Young, we'll catch up with you tomorrow, Coach.
Peace out.
Enjoy your cauliflower pizza.
Pizza, yeah. And your power shake. Homies.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, What's he got, beets in that shake too, Morenci? It looked pretty gross. Anyway.
Followed up with like some fake cake for dessert, Coach?
Yeah, exactly. Coach, I got an excellent dessert for you. Plain yogurt. That sounds like a real palate pleaser. Anyway, we got Pepperdine coming up tonight. Gabe, that should be a fun game. What do we got, Pepperdine and Pacific?
Palate pleaser. Lots of
you like palate pleaser?
No, the coach is just trying to, you know, just keep his body
healthy.
You know what I mean? He's a healthy man.
His body's a temple.
All right, so he's also a Ranger fan, actually, and there's a lot of hype about this game tonight. Patrick Kane makes his debut. I do think, you know, Kane is worthy of – he's going to be on the power play. I think it's worthy of putting a play in on him to score a goal. It keeps coming down. We got it at +160 earlier today. We posted it on Twitter. It's +152 right now, but – I like Ottawa in this game. I think all the hype is on the Rangers this, the Rangers that. Like Coach has said about West Coast basketball, people in Canada don't even talk about the Ottawa Senators, let alone like in the big picture. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they don't even get on TSN, Cam. Like, they're always the loud out of the Senators, like, 2 seconds. Like,
you're right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's like they're not even in the league. It's like they're a junior team. No. You're right. Like, they get no headlines. Like, it's embarrassing. I like the Senators tonight as well, Morenci. I think they're – listen,
but
we hit the under
last
night.
But the odds makers are onto this, though, Cam. I was just going to say, the odds makers are onto it because they're only getting +126. Like, the Sens should be bigger underdogs here, but they know the Senators are good. And Chychrun's playing. He's on the ice. I just see him in the pregame game.
That's huge. Oh, that's amazing. The guy's one of the best lockdown defensemen in the league. Another thing, Rangers played last night, barely beat Philadelphia 3-2. Tarasenko was good. Back-to-back for the Rangers. Ottawa feeling good and hot. Give me the Senators. I'm with you, Morenci. I don't know about the total in this game. I think Kane might get a goal, but I like the Senators at plus money. It makes the
card. I was leaning under 6.5, to be honest.
It might be. Might maybe.
This is a playoff-style game, Cam.
You know what? I leaned under 6.5, too. Rangers beat Philly 3-2 last night. That stayed way under. So
it's Halak, too. All right, we can take the Sens. It's Halak.
Oh, Halak! I love it. Yes.
Cam Talbot versus Halak.
I'm not touching that total. I think
he hasn't been terrible to Halak. He's got a 902 save percentage.
4-3 Ottawa. That's my prediction. I will.
This game has overtime written all over it. I said that earlier. Yeah, it really does.
Yeah,
they're even scaring us off the puck line, Cam, by making it
-192.
I was like, I'll take you. They won't let me.
No, you can't do that. We gotta suck it up and take Ottawa plus. I'm gonna take a couple underdogs in hockey tonight. I'm actually gonna do something pretty crazy.
All right, hold on. I can read your mind. We'll get to the Buffalo Sabres in a second.
did I say Buffalo?
No, but am I right?
Yeah, puck line, big play, small people on the money line.
Okay, this is your night, Boston. I'm going to do something. Everyone's going to disagree.
Hey, they should have lost to Calgary that night. They got out of the shot like
50 to 90. Yeah,
okay, I know. Yeah, we'll get to it.
I'm just saying. What about really, huh?
What?
Okay, I'm getting -170 now for the Senators plus a puck and a half. This is roping me in, bro.
Yeah, I'll do both. I want the extra.
But I was going to say, let's find another puck and a half parlay partner.
I got one for you. The Leafs against Calgary.
I think the Leafs bounce back tonight. That was embarrassing.
Or take Florida on the money line against Nashville.
Canucks plus a puck and a half.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at Monday.com.
SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. There's a Vancouver Canuck debate going on right now. I'll tell you what, I don't think they're going to trade Demko, and I hope they don't, actually. They've traded enough people. Like, although Besser could be next. But it's fine. Gokser said, oh, I wouldn't trust the Canucks. They're struggling. They're 3-2 in their last five. They're coming off a win against the Stars the other night. You know, Cam, since Rick Tocchet has taken over as coach, it's been 14 games. They've outshot their opponents 10 out of the 14 games. They used to get outshot like 52 to 20 every night under Boudreau. Now, like, they're peppering. Like, dude, it's actually amazing what they're doing. You don't see it in the win-loss record. They're 4-5-1 in their last 10. I watch this team closely. Like, they're getting better, and they're racking up this young talent. This Kuzmenko kid is a freaking stud. Him to score a goal tonight, actually. I'm glad I brought it up. Kuzmenko to score tonight. This kid's a monster, bro. What do you got for us right now? And I got a great parlay, Cam. You're going to jump on board this one if you want to. Okay. Ottawa Senators plus a puck and a half.
Yep.
Vancouver Canucks plus a puck and a half. Plus 147.
I like that. I'm going to do a round robin, too. You can get the Leafs plus 1.5. There's a lot of plus 1.5s I like in parlay parts. Okay. Set up the laugh track, everybody. Here we go. Buffalo Sabres plus 1.5 against Boston. Yeah, you know what? This is the night, Boston. You've been lucky in your last few games. Calgary should have beat you. I'm taking Buffalo plus 1.5 sprinkle money line, and I'm taking the Ottawa Senators on the money line. Big dog. I'm also taking the plus 1.5 in the parlay game. Plus 102 parlay with the Indiana Pacers money line and the Florida Panthers money line. Give me Michigan plus 5. And that's it. And Detroit Mercy plus 9. What do you got?
Yeah, I'm on all those college basketball picks I've given everybody through in the last half hour. But quick hockey picks right now. So that parlay, Ottawa Senators plus a puck and a half. Vancouver Canucks plus a puck and a half, plus 147. Give me Patrick Kane to score a goal tonight for the Rangers at plus 160. I think the Ranger-Senator game is going to go to overtime. Give me the Buffalo Sabres plus half a puck in the first period.
Yeah!
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the States in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.